China, government is looking at making it compulsory to add folic acid to our bread. It's a move some experts believe will reduce the incidence of the most common neural tube defect in babies, which is spina bifida, and could reduce it by as much as 80%. Food Safety Minister David Bennett says they're reviewing legislation. It comes as new research in Australia showed a dramatic drop in defects in newborns there after the country ruled it would be compulsory to add folate to bread in 2009. Well, Dr. Johan Marai was a member of the Paediatric Society of New Zealand and a past president of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians. Hello to you, Dr. Marai.
Yeah, hi there, Rachel.
Paediatricians have fought for this for years. What do you make of this move, if you like, on the government's part?
Oh, look, I'm absolutely thrilled to hear that that David Bennett's considering revisiting this. I mean, it would be fantastic to see him make the right thing happen.
In 2007, Labor was going to do this. They were going to make folic acid in bread mandatory too, but then the national government didn't go through with it, largely because of the public outcry around risks. What do you make of that assessment? What are the risks? And does the public have a right to be concerned about this?
Yeah. Look, the public can be completely reassured. This is a really safe thing to do. I mean, the healthiest people in the world are vegetarians, and they have large concentrations of folate. You know, they eat a lot of folate. It's in, you know, green leafy vegetables and so on and so forth. The way that I would think about this is, you know, we take the folate out of flour when we mill it. So what we're doing is really just putting it back.
What effect, I mean, we've seen those interesting statistics come out of Australia. What effect does adding folic acid to your diet have on neonatal health?
So what we're concerned about is babies having a neural tube defect, which is commonly presents as a spina bifida. And if you have a spina bifida child, then the most frequent presentation of this will be a child who ends up paraplegic, which is why we feel so strongly emotionally about this. We clearly don't want to have children having paraplegia when they didn't really need to.
On a sort of a more clinical approach, I guess, it would save our health system, I suspect, quite a lot as well if, you know, we prevent rather than try and help on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, there are huge costs to the health system, socially, to a family. You know, having a serious disability in a family costs because one member of the family invariably spends their lives, you know, supporting and looking after a child with a condition. So you know, the costs are hundreds of thousands in terms of the specific health costs, but the wider social costs are also huge. And the costs to the individual are clearly massive.
I was going to say that as well, because, you know, being a parent faced with a diagnosis and having to make a very difficult decision if you are carrying a child that has spina bifida, I mean, that's a situation that I think every person on the planet would want to avoid. Now that you know that the Food Safety Minister David Bennett is reviewing this legislation, what's likely to happen now? Will you continue sort of lobbying, do you think? Will paediatricians, will doctors be really pushing the government on this?
Yeah, and a number of us have been talking about, you know, obviously having to reapproach this. I mean, this is an issue that's not going to go away because, you know, it's clearly the right thing to do. All the science points to that. So I'm certain that paediatricians are going to want this to have a high profile, and you know, it's great that David Bennett is considering the possibility. I mean, we'll take him out for dinner when he gets this over the line. this is really important.
It is indeed. Dr. Johan Marai, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. So the government considering adding folate to our bread, making it compulsory.